I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy. It's OC night. It's Emmy night. And we've got Vicky Gunvalson and S.E. Cup from CNN. Love S.E. Cup. She is a Republican that I love to talk to. And she's here tonight. She's a big OC fan. See you in there.
She cuts through the political bitchin', and tonight she waved around a knife in the kitchen. It's Watch What Happens Live with Vicky Gunvalson and S.E. Cup now. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a journalist who tries to reach across the political aisle and a woman who's desperate to just walk down one. Tonight on Orange County, my first guest celebrated her birthday by taking shots with her family and shots at her friends. Say hi to Real Housewife of Orange County, Victoria Gunvalson. And as a seasoned political commentator, she's probably felt like pulling from the Kelly Dodd lexicon of dorks, losers, and little bitches a time or two herself. You can see her on CNN as the host of S.E. Cup Unfiltered. Welcome back, Bravo superfan S.E. Cup. Great to see you. S.E. Cup, what does it mean to you to be sitting next to Victoria tonight?
I can't. It's the OG of the OC.
Yes.
I feel it's biblical. It's like,
it's biblical.
In the beginning, there was Vicky Gunvalson,
right.
And it was
and
good.
And you got to meet Steve Lodge tonight, too.
It's a twofer.
Yes.
Let's not.
Yes. Behind the bar, it's a talented country singer who's here tonight with his new single, Here Tonight. And he hails from the OC. So, Vicky, if things don't work out with Steve, say hi to Brett Young.
Oh,
enjoyed you very much on Bill Maher the other night.
Thank you.
Great job. You killed it.
Thanks.
Shannon went on a blind date tonight, and it was exactly as awkward as one might expect. Take a look.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Tom.
I think I might have sprained my ankle.
Oh, sprained your ankle and you wore shoes like that?
I'm
so
impressed.
How did you do that?
I've been limping a little bit.
So your husband's a sports guy, or...?
I was married 30 years. I spent the first year after the divorce crying a lot.
Partly mental. The alcohol is getting to me. I had a drink before you got here.
Clearly, Tom is sensitive. He's nice. But Tom has many cats. I'm not a cat person. Go!
Oh, my God. That guy was very sweet, I thought.
Very sweet.
Yes.
Very sweet.
And it must not be hard. I mean, it must be hard to date on television.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure that he signed off on the first date. That
yes. Tonight, Gina judged Shannon for how she handled, or rather didn't handle, Kelly at At Tamara's party, I'm sorry. Yeah. And things got tense. Check it out.
What was upsetting to me is that Kelly does go for the jugular option.
You know your friend, and sending her in there where there was like other people around was like maybe not the best circumstance.
I know her a little better than you.
I broke up a fight, so was it a great outcome?
Mission accomplished. Maybe you shouldn't judge, Gina.
And if you're going to stir the pot, then own it.
I'm not stirring the pot.
You are. Sent her in there, so stop. All I'm saying is I would have done it differently. It's okay. It's not a judgment. It's just, can I have a difference of opinion?
No.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV. First poll of the night. Whose side are you on, Gina or Shannon? Shannon tweeted, I didn't send Kelly in. She was determined to talk to Steve, and I tried to defuse things. Gina's the pot stirrer. Where are you coming down on this, Essie?
I think Shannon did go in with good intentions, but you know what you're working with. Kelly is a lot.
Right, right.
I don't want to be on her bad side. Kelly, if you're watching, I love you. You're awesome.
Right.
But you know what you're working with.
Right. Okay, looks like you guys are on Gina's side here by a hair. By the way, the Emmys were tonight. I thought everyone looked great. There was no dud in the bunch. We each picked our favorites, our best dressed. Vicky, do you remember who you chose?
Jessica Biel.
Yes, Jessica Biel. So she looked great, and I just binged The Sinner. It's really good if you haven't seen it. Both Essie and I picked the same one.
We
both
picked
Tiffany Haddish. She was wearing Preble Goering. Who asked Preble to create her dress based on the flag of the country her dad is from, which is called Eritrea?
It looks like a crayon box.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a crayon box.
Well, I like it. I like it because it looks like a gay pride flag.
Totally.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not the dress she always wears.
I know, yes, exactly.
I love it.
It looks like a crayon box. Is that what you said? Vicky and Essie are ready for your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, this season, it seemed that Kelly and Vicky barely had a moment to be on good terms before some more drama with Steve lodged right in there. Take a look at one Kel of a mess.
You're like a 6-year-old man acting like a little bitch.
No, we don't say that.
What happened on social media really upset me.
What did I say?
Are you saying you didn't do that?
You know what, Kelly? Take your drama somewhere else.
Do you think that guy is hitting it and quitting it? Who?
Oh, it's Steve. She said that Steve is only with you for your money.
Shame on her. Shame on her.
No, that's
shame
a very on her. Sharp knife.
Shame on
if
her
that's
for talking about my relationship.
It's bullshit.
Everybody's always after what I have.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, are the ladies after what Vicky has? Yes or no? Essie Cup, are they after what Vicky has?
Who wouldn't be?
Yes.
A. I think it's clear, and I just met Steve.
Yes.
He's in love with her. For all the right reasons.
I'm in love with him. We don't have to be together. We're dating.
Right? Looks like 90% of the audience is saying the gals are not after what you have. That being said... That being said, it seems to me from watching that what Steve doesn't really want is to kind of be involved in the drama.
He
am I right about that?
Kelly.
Right.
He doesn't want to be anywhere near her.
Okay.
So that's exactly right.
Okay. Second, while Vicky proclaims that Mrs. Victoria G. Lodge has a nice ring to it, some of her friends still question whether Vicky wants Steve to put a ring on it. Take a look at this. We're trying to make this as awkward as possible.
You're doing a really good job.
So guarded. I'm so scared. I love Steve. You need to put that guard down.
But I don't think you do.
I don't mind when judging it or questioning it.
I really do think that Vicky's trying to convince herself that Steve is the guy for her.
I just stare at him.
But do you love him?
Yeah.
Blowing him and
her relationship the bed, and I get that, but like I don't think she should regret that.
She's with her boyfriend now, and
she doesn't love him. When I was talking with the matchmaker with her about you, she's like, maybe I should too. I'm like, I'm sorry, she does not love that man.
Okay, here's what. Vicky, now that your friends have passed judgment, we're going to let you defend your love life with a round of up close or get personal. I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you hesitate on an answer, the camera is going to get up close. Let's go.
Okay.
Do you have love for Steve or are you in love with Steve?
Both.
What is it about Steve that makes him the one?
Everything. Makes me happy.
Do you want to marry Steve or do you want to be married?
I want to marry Steve.
Do you wish you were still married to Don?
No.
No. Does your increased desire for a ring have anything to do with Brooks getting married?
No, God, no. I don't even want to know his name.
Okay.
God,
and
no.
SC Cup, you wanted to ask a question. What did you want to know after
what
that?
What did Tamra mean when she said she doesn't love him?
So
she
Tamra
knows
just,
you so Tamra well.
Tamra just tweeted, I know Vicky does love Steve.
Okay.
I love Tamra. I don't know what she did. Because you know what the truth of the matter is? Tamra and I don't go out with Eddie and Steve.
Right.
It's her and I. So all she right. doesn't know that. Mm.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Finally, as a journalist, Essie gives her unfiltered take on Capitol Hill. But how will she react to the antics of women who are a little more lit than political? Than political. Get it? More lit than political.
Wow.
Here's what. It's time for unfiltered or off-kiltered. Essie, I'm going to give you a comment a Real Housewife of OC has made. Tell me if it's acceptable or exceptionally effed up. Okay, Kelly calling Emily's husband Shane a little bitch, a twerp, and a dork for telling her she was drunk. Unfiltered or off-kilter?
Off-kilter.
Yes.
Cool.
Emily reacting to Kelly's harsh words about her husband by saying, I will effing kill you. Unfiltered or off-kilter?
Off-kilter.
Okay. Vicky telling Kelly she shouldn't care who her ex Michael is dating because she didn't want to be with him anyway.
Unfiltered.
Okay. Yeah. Ramona accusing Bethany of not supporting other women and their businesses.
Off-kilter.
Okay. Dorinda telling Luann to drink some more and get arrested. And
off-kilter! Okay.
Bethany saying she has nothing in common with Carol because Carol doesn't have kids or a career.
Off-kilter, gross.
Carol telling me I'm full of crap when I said she and Bethany bash each other this season.
Off-kilter, you are not afraid of her!
Okay. Dallas, Deandra yelling at Leanne to get it together, bitch, and figure out why she hasn't set a wedding day with Rich.
Unfiltered.
Okay, Cam thinking Deandra should remember her upbringing and distance herself from the classless Brandy.
Off kilter.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Okay, let's go to Larissa from Arizona. Hey, Larissa, what's your question?
Oh my gosh. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be talking to you two.
Yay.
Yay. Andy, can you please give a shout-out, a happy birthday to my friend Kim? I can't ever buy her anything.
Happy birthday, Kim. Now, what's your question, darling?
Okay, my question is for Vicky, of course. do you think Kelly's comment of Steve using you for money is her projecting what she wants from a man because she ain't nothing but a gold digger?
Exactly. Ooh. I wrote it in my blog. That's all she's looking for. She would never date a trash can. Collector or a
were you
going to
say a trash
man.
Compactor?
No. Kelly only looks. Kelly divorced a millionaire hoping for a billionaire, and she's looking at the wrong places. You know what? It's just ridiculous. Who cares? I have my money. He's got his money. We're happy. Go
Everybody's
away.
Got money.
SC, we got a text from Kelly D. Since you urged Melania Trump to leave her husband, do you think she will eventually leave in the future?
Certainly not, because I said so.
Right. Do you think that she ever would?
I actually think she's a smart girl,
yeah.
And I think she's biding her time. I think there's some arrangement, and it'll happen at some point, yeah.
Next week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Vicky invites the women over for cooking class/Bible camp. Take a look.
I don't think that I'm going to experience the pain because even though Matt and I aren't right for each other, I know who I married and I know who he is.
We all think that.
Yeah, okay.
Until
so
it comes so, down to,
so
the,
we'll sit.
To the financial
so that's it.
Part.
Nobody needs
that's
to.
That's when everyone goes off.
We are not about money.
You took a matrimony. You went in front of God and said, I will marry you.
I don't even believe in God.
That's why you're in the place you're
yeah.
in.
I'm not in a bad place. I'm in a good place.
But you don't have a moral compass inside your soul.
You sound stupid.
I'm
not
going to.
I don't do stupid.
She better hope she's right, that there's no God, because if she's wrong, she's going to pay for it for eternity. It brings tears to my eyes.
Deep.
Because, you know, you don't mess around with that.
Right.
It really is.
I
love my Jesus, and I love, I'm a Christian, and I just, you don't mess around with that.
Right.
So my faith is everything to me.
Let's go to Jay from New Jersey. Hey, Jay, what's your question? Hey, Jay.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Essie.
Okay.
First, I want to say, Essie, you look amazing tonight.
Oh,
your shoes are to die for. Which housewife is your fashion inspiration?
Like of all of them?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Who comes on that you always feel like, oh, they always look great?
I mean, I'm sitting next to one.
Okay.
I think Vicky always looks incredible. You do. You're always well put together.
Outside of Vicky.
All right, you got me. I think, you know, Luann has classic style. She knows what fits her body.
Uh-huh.
She always dresses.
Giovanni! Okay.
She always looks good.
Let's go to Linda from Pennsylvania, as opposed to Linda, who works in Vicky's insurance office, who I love very much. Linda, what's your question?
She has her own show.
I love her. Hey, Linda.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's your question, Linda?
My question's for Vicky.
Okay.
Well, it's a comment. Vicky, oh. I think your grandsons are beautiful and so cute. Yes.
I love them.
Okay.
I miss them.
My question really is, for your birthday, when everybody showed up and Billy came, and I have a brother, Billy, I wish Brianna and those babies could have been there for you. Do you get to see them much?
About every other month or every third month. They were just out last month. I'll be out there in a couple of weeks. So we're trying to do the switch. Now that the boys are in school, I'm going to go to them more than they're going to come to me. So it's
you've talked a lot about Me Too as it relates to the current administration. Were you surprised that Trump came
hard
out
turn.
Today? I know, hard turn.
Okay.
Were you surprised that he came out today and said, I want to hear what this woman has to say? And
I was. I think that's the right play. We all need to say, yeah, let's listen,
right.
Let's hear her, mm-hmm. and then let's decide. There's no one wins when no one hears the story, and so we need to hear more.
Yeah. It's game time, everybody. Since Essie has probably faced a politician or two who've made her want to yak, and tonight Vicky was barely able to hold her tequila shot back, we're going to bring back another round of Will Vicky Gag. Vicky, you're going to wear this Ramona blindfold as we show SE items with potentially offensive odors. She's
going
to predict if a simple whiff will send your infamous gag reflex into overdrive, and then you'll give it a whirl. Okay.
I hate this. Here we go.
Now, will Vicky gag at the smell
of this? Definitely not. No.
Okay, Vicky's smell.
No. Vinegar.
No, it's tequila, babe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will
Vicky gag at this?
Yeah. Yep.
Hold my hand. Yes.
Okay.
What was that? Oh, that was nasty. No.
Okay, it's pickle juice.
I love that.
Okay, very good.
I'm very scared.
Will Vicky gag at the smell
absolutely
of
not.
This?
Absolutely not.
I get horseradish?
No, it's blue cheese.
Oh, okay. Your favorite.
And that was pickle
drink.
Juice. Okay, okay.
I love that.
Okay, will
juice.
She gag at this?
A little bit. A little bit.
Where is it?
What? It's right here.
It's a blank smell.
Okay, good.
Nothing,
it's,
okay.
Okay, last up.
Nope.
Will she guys get this?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm so scared.
Oh, that was chocolate.
Oh, my God.
back.
My lashes on.
Yeah, they're perfect. Kelly Dodd tweeted, I left my millionaire looking for a billionaire? Really? Oh. I just said I'm all about the thrills and not about the bills. Ha, ha, ha. You're funny. And then she said, I have to say, you look great tonight on Bravo Watch What Happens Live.
Thank you. I love you, Kelly. Okay. I love you. Be nice to me. I love you, Kelly.
SJ Dash said, I love Essie Cupp. Has she spoken with Meghan McCain recently?
Today.
How's she doing? Is she hanging in?
She's okay. Yeah. She's still working
raw
through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's taking a leave.
Yeah.
Before she comes back into all of it because she's, it's been really, really hard on her. You've been really, really good to her and her family. Thank you.
I'm crazy about her.
I know. Yeah.
I do want to say I had a talk with Steve Lodge during the break. I will say the guy really just fell in love with this woman who is on a reality show about her life. Your love life is a big part of it. Yeah. And my sense is that he's nuts about you. And he maybe didn't necessarily sign up for the show, but I give it up to the guy because he's hanging in there for the ride. I want to thank Vicky. I'll see you in there. With Vicky and Essie Cupp. Yeah. And Behind the Bars, the new single is here tonight. He's here tonight. Hey, man. When you going on tour for the album?
We are. We're actually out with Thomas Rhett right now, which has been an incredible way to spend the year. And, and we're going to finish off the year headlining a little tour with Tyler Rich and Rachel Walmack. And so that will land when the album comes out December 7th. So it's fun times.
Very good. Brett Young. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Rob, what's your question?
My question's for Essie. Essie, I was fortunate enough many months back to ask you a question, and I wanted to revisit that to see if your opinion has changed. So my question then was, do you think Trump will survive his first term before either resigning or being impeached? And do you think he'll run for a second term?
I think he will physically survive.
But he's not going to resign or be impeached.
I think he will run again.
Yeah.
I don't think he will resign or be impeached.
Yeah.
I think we've got to come up with some new ideas.
What do you think is going to happen in the midterms?
I think it looks like Republicans are going to lose the House. And up until
not the Senate, right? Keep the Senate.
Until 2 weeks ago, I thought they'll definitely keep the Senate. I think now Trump's unapproval numbers are where Bush's were in 2006.
Okay.
And that was a slaughterhouse for Republicans.
Right.
I actually think the Senate's up for grabs now.
But let me ask you this. Aren't his approval numbers similar to when he got elected? Haven't they kind of stayed the same? Or
no,
am I
they're
wrong?
Record lows.
Oh.
So they're at 37%,
okay.
Which is a low for a president, even in a midterm year. Bush's were there in 2006, which was bad for Republicans.
Right.
So I'm actually, I'm thinking the Senate is open now. Literally 2 weeks ago, I would have told you.
Interesting.
Republicans have got it. I don't think we do.
Okay, let's go to Chris from Minneapolis. Hey, Chris, what's your question?
Hi. Oh, my God. My question is for my queen, Vicky.
Okay.
I love you so much.
Okay.
And spend my dream to work at Coto Insurance, so you need to hire me because everyone needs a good retirement plan. Okay, well, I'm applying. So my question is, when are you planning to retire and turn over the reins of Coto Insurance to Michael?
Well, that's a good question because it's really hard for me to juggle doing a reality TV show and work at Coto Insurance. But I don't think I'll ever not have my hand in it because it's like a baby. I'm always going to nurture it and want it. But I would like to work 2 or 3 days a week eventually. And that goal is about 60. Steve's 4 years older than me, and we have grand visions to get in a motorhome and drive across country and go visit Brianna and go fishing and just be us. Like, we're really happy just being us. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Do you do homeowners insurance,
We do
too?
Everything.
You do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it has insurance, we do it.
We do it.
Well, no, I'm
th- do you have a specific interest?
I'm going to ask her about my policy.
Okay.
The other day I was watching a Cotto OC. I'm like, why have I never called Vicky and asked for insurance advice?
I still do not insure one of my cast members.
Isn't that incredible? Not even Tamara?
But they want us to go work out at a gym and us to do all these different things.
Isn't that
but it's
crazy?
Like, yeah. I mean, she did have a policy with me years ago, a health policy, but their life insurance they bought. Pacific Life with another agent.
Do you insure any other housewife in any other franchise?
No. And we're nationwide.
We're nationwide.
I'm in every state.
Wow.
I'm nationwide.
That's nuts.
So
I guess people forget that I have an insurance business for 30 years. So I don't need their business. I'm really busy.
Right. Let's go to... wait, I want to hear... You ran into Ramona in Mykonos?
I did.
And what happened there?
Well, it was interesting because we both were, you know, Instagramming that we were there. And then she direct messaged me and texted me and called me and said, we're going to dinner tonight. Join us. So Steve and I joined her with a bunch of people that she was with.
And was that fun?
It was so much fun.
Had you ever hung out with Ramona? Had you ever whooped it up with Ramona?
Actually, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've whooped it up before. So
yeah.
She's a whooper-upper.
I know. She really is.
You don't have to teach her. She's already got it.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's got it.
She's got it.
I can't even imagine the two of you.
It was fun.
And by the way, I have to imagine, because there are a lot of Americans, but I know both shows are on around the world. Were you guys mobbed there? No.
Just one person recognized us in the airport leaving Mykonos to Athens. And nobody in Greece.
Wow.
But in every other country we're recognized. Just in Greece we weren't. So it was kind of nice.
Let's go to Reese from Alabama. Hey, Reese, what's your question? Hey, Reese. Everybody's working my nose tonight. Hey, Reese.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, buddy.
Vicky, you are the queen. Hello.
Hi.
Vicky, you are the queen. You look amazing. Oh, I want to know from the both of you, out of all the former housewives, who would you want to bring back and who would you would not want to bring back?
Well, I've been asked that a lot for me, and it's easy for me. It's Gina Keough because we're the same age. We have kids the same.
Right.
We live in the same community, and, you know.
She still lives down the street?
She doesn't. She moved into another subdivision, into another custom home. So who I wouldn't want to bring back, let me think who's caused most stress in my life.
Help
me. You're good with Gretchen now.
I'm good with Gretchen, yeah.
You're good with Alexis.
I'm good with Gina. I'm good with
Lori. You're good
Lori.
With
Lori. I'm fine with Lori.
Wow.
After she lied and wanted to like. I've never been with multiple partners in my life. That just about set me over the top. And I love when you did the smoke out of my ears and out of my mouth. And but I don't. I run through my life wanting no conflict with anybody anymore.
I know, it's ironic that you've been on this show for 13 years and you hate conflict.
I just want everyone to get along.
I mean, it's I feel like we're like with Vicky.
You
it's
are.
Like, she's on this show and she still feels that there's never going to be any conflict.
I want women empowerment. I want happiness. I want Trace Amigos. Like we went to, Mexico. That's good conflict. Yes. That's good drama. Okay. We don't have to
ouch. Let's go to Aaron from Texas. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
That really hurt me.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. I love you, Vicky. I love you, Andy. Vicky OG from the OC. Yes.
Hey.
My question is for you, Vicky. If you and Steve were to ever get engaged, would you film it like Tamara did with Eddie?
Well, this is a hard question because I don't know if he's going to ask me. And if he asks me, are we doing it like privately? I don't know.
He's like over there. Can I ask
him? I told him I don't really need a big surprise. I kind of feel like let's go together, pick out the ring together, and whatever you think I should need, I need it bigger. But no, I'm teasing. But I don't know. I think that it's going to be our time when it's ready for us. And I don't think we need cameras. But I don't mind having cameras because I mean, they've kind of followed me my whole life.
Yes.
You know, I'm good with
it's
whatever.
Incredible. We were running a marathon of old OC episodes today, and I was at the gym.
So crazy.
And it was you surprising Michael at college. And I was like, man.
Oh, that's the best.
We have just
seen everything.
We have so much.
And I did my keg stand.
It's incredible. Let's go to
the family van.
Kitty from Tennessee. Okay. Hey, Kitty, what's your question?
Well, my question is for both Vicky and Essie.
Okay.
So Gina kind of insinuated that Shannon was a
I don't know if I could say the word, a spitzer for encouraging Kelly to go talk to Steve. So who do you think this season is the biggest?
Who's the biggest troublemaker or...
Well, that's easy. Shannon was not causing a problem there. Shannon told me that Kelly was fired up in the limo going to the party, and Shannon was trying to just tell her to calm down. What are you mad about? And Kelly couldn't answer. It's absolutely hands down Kelly. I mean, she is out of control this year. I don't know what is going on. I want my friend Kelly back. She is not, she's not acting right.
S.E. Nancy W. wants to know, whose side were you on, Bethany or Carol?
I gotta be honest, like, I feel like I missed something. Like, these people started to hate each other with the heat of a thousand suns out of nowhere.
Right, right.
Like, did Bethany sleep with Adam in between the break?
Right.
Like, it was so crazy.
What happened was very, yes, murky.
From what I saw as a viewer,
yes,
I felt more like on Bethany's side. Like, what happened? What happened? Just tell me. And Carol seemed withholding. I'm reluctant to like pick a side.
Okay.
But I'm with the viewers. I don't understand why this devolved.
Holly K emailed Essie, who in your opinion is the true queen of Dallas, Deandra or Leanne?
I mean, Deandra is a queen.
Okay.
Please. Leanne thinks she is because she's been there longer, but Deandra's the queen. Sorry.
S.E., Steph M. wants to know, aside from Andy, who's your favorite liberal?
Anderson?
Is Anderson a liberal?
I mean, I don't want to reveal state secrets. I don't know, but
I don't. He's one of my best friends, and I don't know that he is.
No, you're right. He's a good newsman. Van Jones is a very good friend of mine.
S.E. Patricia K. What do you think of the news that Denise Richards has joined the Beverly Hills Housewives?
Oh, group? Love all love. About it. I'm here for this. Yes, go! Bring it.
All right, very good. I want to thank Vicky and SE and my man Brett Young. His new single's out now. You can get his album in December. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.